All right, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. All right. My name is Shannon Miller, and I am one of the Senior Assistant Directors of Undergraduate Admissions here at Hopkins. Been at the university now, I'm just finishing my sixth year, so for some time. And for the last probably about year and a half, I've been working on the social media team here at the university. So has anybody visited our website, Hopkins Interactive, or any of our other social media points on the web? A few of you, you might also remember the name Admissions Daniel. He's my colleague that blogs along with me. He actually started our website for blogging, and then I joined him with him for the last year. So what I'm going to talk about today is just kind of the role that social media has begun to play in the admissions process. I know when I first started at Hopkins, we had no Hopkins Interactive, we had no blogs, we had no Facebook, none of that. We were just doing a basic website where people could go, request course catalogs, they could request view books, and then we mailed them the information. But now social media has really taken a step up in the process, and there are lots of great ways to find out information using these sources. So if you look at your green sheet, just a little bit of outline what we're going to talk about today. First of all, what is social media? Can anybody tell me what social media is? Ready? Yeah. Right. It's just our way of using the internet to communicate ideas, to share information, to share stories, to share experiences. And you'll find that's going to be a really helpful source as you move through the admissions process. So what types of social media are out there? First, and I think one of the more popular ones you'll see on different web pages for different college universities are blogs. Blogs are a great way to learn more about the institution, to learn more about the students. I'm going to use Hopkins as an example as we go through this, but this is our blog site. So as you can see, there's a variety of different topics, a variety of different stories written by a variety of different students. There's a lot of just resources for you to use here if you have specific questions. If we scroll down, actually, on this page, you can also see that there are different types of blogs that we have. We have guest blogs where we bring in people from various divisions of the university to talk about what they do here on campus. We have the Blue Jay Buffet, which is just random people saying, this is what I'd like to tell more students about, and they'll join in with the Blue Jay Buffet. We have a freshman blog. We have blogs by different students. So it really is a great way to find out more information about what's going on campus. And depending on what you want to learn about, you can look at different blogs that the university posts. Another thing that we have that many schools do have are called message boards. And message boards are a great way to ask questions and get answers. It's kind of a supplement to what you might do for an email. How many of you have emailed a college or university going through the process? A lot of you, right? Probably. If you haven't, probably emails will come. Sometimes you don't get an immediate answer. Counselors are on the road. It might go to a general account and then be sorted out to counselors. If you're posting on message boards, it's a great way to post to maybe somebody besides a counselor as well, maybe a student or something, and then you'll probably get a more immediate response because there are people that keep up on message boards posting. So that's another way to use social media. We also have a Twitter account, and a lot of universities do. You can usually find this type of information on their main blog pages. So here is our different Twitter accounts that we have. Twitter accounts are great to get little snippets of information. A lot of times they keep you up to date on what's going on at the university at that time, breaking news, recent articles in newspapers. So you can use that as a source to see, you know, what's happening at Johns Hopkins today. So Twitter is another way that we can use social media. We also have, and again, so do many other colleges and universities, a Flickr account. So if you're looking for pictures, if you can't get to campus, want to see what it looks like, the Flickr account is a great way to do that. Black today. Usually there's pictures up there. We had some problems with connection before, but the Flickr account will give you pictures. So sometimes if you want to see what the campus looks like, if there's a big activity on campus, we'll post pictures. For example, we had Spring Fair. So if you went to our Twitter account during Spring Fair, there were pictures of some of the carnival games, there were pictures of the food vendors. All that was up here on the web for students to see. We also have a Facebook account. And again, so do many schools out there. And the Facebook account is another way for us to keep students posted as to what's going on at the university. In a lot of ways, this connects to the Twitter, posting up-to-date articles that are in our newspapers, giving you information about things that are going on campus, about buildings, about construction, about the application process. And then finally, many colleges and universities subscribe to YouTube pages. And on their YouTube pages, you can generally find videos that that school has created, and those videos can be done just about anything that the school wants to post on. So social media isn't just kind of our internet page. There are lots of other ways that schools are communicating with students, and these can be a good source of information. So what are the pros of social media? First and foremost, I think since we have started, what we've recognized is a plus of social media is that the process becomes a lot more transparent for families. When our students blog, when we blog, we're telling you what's happening on a day-to-day basis here. So students are blogging about their classes, their exams. Sometimes it's the good, sometimes it's the bad. You know, some days they have good days, some days they don't do well on an exam, and they'll tell you about it. So you get to see really what it is like to be a student. As far as the admissions process goes, many of the admissions offices out there that have admissions blogs will tell you exactly how the process works. So they'll keep you up to date with dates and deadlines. They'll let you know where we are in the process. As we move along, we'll say, okay, we're in committee decision time. These are the dates we're looking to release our decisions. We'll talk with students about, you know, if you're waitlisted, what are the next steps for you? If you're admitted, what are the next steps for you? If you're denied, here's where you can move to in the future. And so this is a way for us to really keep you posted on what we are doing as a university. And it's a lot more information than what you used to get when you used to just get kind of the facts and the figures on the traditional websites. It's a great way to get an introduction to a school. So if you live in Oklahoma and you're thinking about coming to the East Coast and maybe you have never been to Baltimore, Maryland, if you use these sources, you can see pictures, you can hear what current students have to say, you can ask questions. So it's a great way to access a university from afar. And it'll also help you narrow down your college search. So if you have 20 schools out there that you're thinking about that are on your list, and you're saying to yourself, okay, I'd like to narrow this down to 10 to apply to, how am I going to do that within the next couple of months? Start looking at their social media, because it really is a great source of information. Now, while there's all these advantages and there is this abundance of information being given to you through these sources, there are also some cons to social media, some things that you should be aware of. First and foremost, you have to be careful about trusting your sources. If you look at, for example, a YouTube page, there are videos that we'll put on there, and then there are videos that students will put on there, and then there are videos that students who have claimed to be Hopkins students will put on there. So some student might think he's playing a joke and he'll put a video on there and he'll tag it with Johns Hopkins and it'll come up on the Johns Hopkins page, but it might have been a joke, and then if you look at it, you might not realize it was a joke. So you really need to make sure you're checking your sources when you're using these types of information. Has anybody ever heard of College Confidential? Okay, that's another piece of social media that's out there. And College Confidential is a message board style system where you can ask questions of other people who are going through the process. You can have discussions about the admissions process on there, about various schools. If some students will visit a school and then they'll post information about their visit. And that's great, and it can be helpful. But again, you also don't know who's posting. So you don't know what their experience was like. You don't know what they're looking for always. And so you're just getting little snippets of information sometimes when you read these things, and you're not seeing the full story. So you do have to be careful about trusting the information you see on social media. If it's coming directly from a college university homepage, it's safe to say that the information is going to be accurate. But if you're looking at something like a YouTube page or a Facebook page, understand that there are other outside sources that can be contributing to those types of social media. It can also be an information overload. I mean, we just went through, you know, five or six different ways you can access social media. So you can look at pictures, you can look at blogs, you can post on boards, you can join the Facebook group, you can follow Twitter. But that's a lot to do, and sometimes it just becomes overwhelming, and it can be kind of rough to look at, and then you just quit and you stop looking. So these sources are a good thing to use if you have a question about a specific topic. If you're looking to gain a specific piece of information, you can search for those pieces of information for it. But again, it can be overwhelming. So you just have to make sure that you don't let it get the best of you as you're searching through all these sources of information. And then finally, people will sometimes make generalizations or hasty judgments when they're looking at these things. nothing can replace, in my opinion, a visit, an actual visit to a university and actually talking to people in person. This is kind of a substitute until you can get to that point. But like a visit to the university, some people will make a quick judgment. A lot of times, I'm on the tour guides here at Hopkins, and people will come and they'll get a tour guide and they'll say, well, it wasn't the major I was thinking about studying and I just wasn't interested. And they'll dismiss the university because the tour guide was not like them. And when you go to a college university, not everybody is going to be just like you. And that's part of being part of that community, is that everybody is different. They all bring different aspects to the community. They all contribute in different ways. And it's the same thing with social media. If you pick out a blog and the students doing something and you're like, well, that's not interesting to me, you can't assume that all students are like that and then just discount a college university because of it. So it's good to, again, not make those quick snap judgments based on things you see online. You want to use this in combination with other resources, in combination with visits to campus, with letters to counselors or emails to counselors, with communication with current students, open houses, visits, class visitations, all that stuff. You want to do all that in addition to using social media. So don't use this as your only kind of eye into the world of what a college university is like. You want to make sure you touch on all of those different things. So that's just a little bit about kind of what you're going to see out there. Now, a little bit about how social media is being brought to us. What we've been finding over the years, especially the last couple of years, is that in the application, students will start to send us supplemental information and they'll say, go to our Facebook page, here's the link, it's on there, or go to our webpage, here's the link, and you can hear a recording of myself playing the violin, or you can see a piece from a dance recital I just did. So they'll just give us a link rather than send a CD or something like that. Sometimes what they forget is that on those pages are links to other pieces of information for them. So, for example, this past year, we had a girl who sent us a link and she said, go on here, look at my dance recital piece. It's a ballet number. I'd love you to see it. So I put the link in my browser and I picked it up. And then on there were some other things, so I started clicking around. She sent me this webpage and I came upon some stuff with some foul language in it. And I guess she forgot that that connected to her Facebook page, which had foul language in it. And then that makes you wonder. You're looking at this stuff, and suddenly, maybe this isn't the light she wanted to present herself in. So you, as students, using social media to kind of show off or showcase your talents, be sure that you're censoring what you send or what you put out there. Also, there are some colleges and universities out there that will Facebook students or that will look up their MySpace pages. And if you have things on there that you wouldn't show to a general person on a day-to-day basis, then you probably shouldn't be putting it on there because you don't know who's looking at it. Go home and Google yourself and see what comes up. I think some students will be surprised about things that they've put out there or things that are out there. Some college universities do that, and or they'll a student will say that they did something, so they'll Google it, and then all of a sudden, like, 10 Google pages will come up, and then they'll start looking, and then all of a sudden, they might be seeing more stuff than you thought they were seeing. So be sure to censor what you're doing, to take a step back and evaluate what you have out there on the web, because there is a possibility that counselors and admission staff members are going to be checking out those sources, especially if you send us something, and make sure you know what it's connected to. So that's important. And then just one final little tidbit of information. Has anybody ever heard there's a college, it's called the Choice Blog. Anybody heard of the Choice Blog? Okay, if you go online, Google the Choice Blog. It's a blog that's out there done by Jacques Steinberg, and Jacques chronicles the admissions process, current issues in the admissions process, what different colleges and universities are doing, issues that those colleges and universities are facing and how they're handling them. To be up to date with what's going on in the world of admissions can really help you see trends or give you pieces of advice about what you should be doing as you move this through this process. So Jacques does a great job, and he communicates with all different college universities to write these pieces. So think about taking a look at that to give you some inside information about what the process is really like. So that's just a little snippets about all different types of social media, pros, cons. Does anybody have any questions about how social media functions in the college search process, or things that they've heard about what's going on out there in the world of social media in relation to it? I think it depends on the particular college university. So the question is, do you ever feel like these additions of social media that people are sending us are too much? Sometimes it can be, and sometimes it's not. It just depends on what you present to yourself. I always tell students, we as a university accept supplemental information, but we tell students if it's going to make a difference in your application. So if you have a really unique talent, if you've done something that you think probably nobody else in the pool will have done, and you want to send us some supplemental information for that, by all means, go for it. If you want to send us information about research you've done, or if you're, if you're thinking about being a writing seminars major and you have a piece of writing you'd like to submit to us, those things are good, but sometimes they can get excessive, where they're sending you information and it's just a reiteration of their resume, and you're like, okay, well, I already have this in the application. So I think it's wise to think about how you're using it, of course. Use it to showcase specific talents. In that sense, I think it can be helpful, but I wouldn't feel the need to do it at this point. Some people choose not to use it at all. Other questions? No? Have you all created your own email account for the college search process? It's a suggestion I have. I think sometimes we see the funniest emails when we start reading applications, like Yale fan or future Princeton grad, and then it's like on our application. It's always smart to create an email specifically for the college search process. That way you can make sure things aren't going to spam and you're getting all the communications from the different colleges and universities. Well, if you guys do think of anything, I'm around for the rest of the day. I'm more than happy to help in any way that I can. And I think your next session, do you guys know which room you're moving to next? Okay, we'll find that out for you and we'll make sure we get you there. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.